welcome back to our latest episode of the Nodo Data Bites. We're looking forward to an interesting conversation on the need for data catalog and its various benefits for businesses. And joining us to talk about everything related to data catalog today is Varun Prasanth Keshar, who is a senior data engineer here at Denodo. Varun has been playing a vital role in establishing Denodo's data virtualization projects for different clients. His expertise lies in different technology areas related to security, Denodo development, establishing customized solutions, and so on. Varun, a warm welcome to you on the Denodo Data Bites show. We are very excited to speak with you today and to get talking about all things self-servicing and data catalog. But before we move ahead, could you give us a quick introduction about yourself and your role here at Denodo for our new listeners?
Thank you for inviting me on the show, Denodo Data Bites, and hello to all the listeners out there. My name is Varun, and I'm working as a senior data engineer with Denodo. And just to give a really quick introduction about myself, so I started my career in the data engineering space, and I've been with Denodo for almost 5 years now. And my primary goal over here is to help establish use cases related to data virtualization and work with different clients on the specific requirements. And trust me, there are some great use cases which are being brewed each day, every day. And apart from the primary goal of establishing data virtualization, I also organize various workshops, trainings, tech talk sessions, etc. So that's a really quick introduction about myself, and I'm really excited to be here.
We are excited to have you on board too. So thanks for a great introduction, Varun. So let's jump right into our conversation today. So my first question to you is, can you tell us a little bit about self-servicing and how does the concept of data catalog fit into logical data fabric?
Well, yes, logical data fabric has been one of the hottest terms which is being used out there in the market, because this particular technology enables a more agile, easy, and in most of the cases, a simplified automated approach to access data, which can be in different formats, can be available in any different place, and integrate this data. So that's the major goal of the logical data fabric. And this follows a distributed and the logical approach. So by distributed, I mean that we could access data, which is available in different locations, irrespective of its format, of its size. And we can really access this data in a logical way, meaning there's an abstraction layer available which hides all of the complexity from the end user. Now, to bring this particular concept into reality, there are various major components involved, and one among them is the data catalog. So that's where the data catalog fits into the logical data fabric. And coming to our topic of this particular day, which is all about data catalog, So this is more like a data discovery and self-service tool, which helps the business professionals to get answers to their questions as soon as possible and without relying on any of the IT teams. So that's why this really helps the business users to get their answers in an efficient manner. And also, since the nature of data catalog is friendly, they are able to easily interact with the tool and generate their reports as required. That's how the self-servicing data catalog and logical data fabric are all connected together.
So it is good to know that data catalog plays an important role in terms of logical data fabric. Now, coming to Denodo's data catalog, can you tell us more about what are some key features of the data catalog and how do they benefit organizations?
So coming to Denodo's data catalog, so this is one of the web applications which offers plenty and plenty of different features to its end users. And as I was saying earlier, this particular tool is majorly targeted in the business level. Now, just to speak about some of the features, let me start with the AI and recommendations feature pack. Now, as in when a user tries to use the data catalog, he or she may query a report or get some information out of an element. Now, based on all these activities, data catalog is able to smartly display personalized recommendation to the user, meaning it will suggest to the user the most used elements, the recommended elements, the recently used elements, etc. So this way, the users get a really personalized recommendation, and this allows the users to navigate and access the data in a quicker fashion. The next feature, let's discuss about the searching capabilities. Now, me as a user, if I would like to get some report, I would like to really get that as soon as possible. So for that particular reason, Data Catalog has its own searching capability, and it's a really intelligent and smart search available such that the users can search for any of the data, metadata, or the content of the data itself. And due to this, it provides a holistic view of the element, and the user would be able to execute and derive the results as required. And once an element is found, apart from executing the view, there are various other features as well. So the users can get the reports out in the desired format of the reporting tools which they like, maybe like Tableau or Power BI. So that's one of the really intuitive features, which I would say. Apart from that, if we do a combination with different sources, let's say we combine a SQL Server data source with Oracle and a flat file, and if me as a user would like to know from where a particular field is derived from, so that's where the data lineage graph comes into the picture. So Data Catalog displays all the hierarchy on how a field is derived and what are the logics being used to develop a particular field. So that's all about the lineage of a particular element. So apart from this, there are various other features which we can discuss about. For example, we have tags, we have categories, and we have various collaboration features via which a user can be notified on what are the elements which are endorsed, which are deprecated via the Data Catalog tool itself. Another feature which I would like to highlight is about the automatic workflow management, which will be available in the near future. So in case if you like to log an incident related to some specific request, then tools like Jira or ServiceNow can be integrated with the tool, and this will make the workflow management even simpler. So this is a high-level overview on a few of the capabilities which Data Catalog offers, but there's definitely more to it.
Wonderful. So that was a great overview of the concept and how it can benefit organizations. So far, we have spoken on the various features of Denodo's Data Catalog. But moving forward, can users get any flexibility in terms of modifying the way the Data Catalog looks right out of the box? Like, ideally, does it offer any personalization features that users can use to customize their Data Catalog to suit their particular business needs?
Oh, yes. I mean, when we even buy some product for ourselves, let's say if we get a smartphone or maybe if we get a brand new car, then we would always like to add a little bit of ourselves into the product as well by accessorizing it, right? So it makes us feel that this product is something of our own. So in a similar fashion, you could also personalize the Data Catalog tool such that it looks like the organization has created this particular tool. So what I mean is that this particular tool, you could change all the colors which are available. So for example, the colors used in the backgrounds or the colors used for your font, you could definitely change the colors. You could change the borders, shadows, the fonts which are used in the tool. And most importantly, you could modify the logos which are available on the Denodo Data Catalog. So if you'd like to add your own organization logo, you could definitely do that. Or if you'd like to change the way your login page looks like, you can change the background over there. So this way, you could make the Denodo Data Catalog your own, and it'll be really easy for the users who are part of the organization to adapt to the tool and quickly understand how it functions.
What about from a security perspective, though? What needs to be done in terms of authentication and authorization for implementing a successful data catalog?
Coming to the authentication part of it, so the data catalog can be enabled with different single sign-on techniques. So let's say if your organization has a Windows-based machine, and if they would like to establish a Kerberos-based single sign-on, then the same can be configured in Data Catalog, via which different tickets can be shared across and the authentication can be made successful, which is completely based on the Kerberos protocol. So that's one of the authentication mechanism. And apart from that, let's say if you already have an identity provider, maybe like your Azure AD or maybe Okta or PingFiltry, and if you already have an application available for Denodo, then you could also establish single sign-on with protocols such as OpenID, SAML, or OAuth. So with this particular approach, the authentication is always dependent on the identity provider, and that's how a user will be properly authenticated and granted access to the tool. So this is from the authentication point of view. And when the data travels from one place to another, we always have our SSL protocol, the secure socket layer enables, so that it's traveling in an encrypted fashion. Now, so far we've discussed all about the authentication. What about from the authorization point? So once a user says that he is who he is, so we need to authorize, meaning we need to grant him the proper privileges to which a user needs to have access. So that's where Data Catalog also has its own permissions window, and it's divided into various pills such as management, administration, collaboration, and user. So as we were discussing earlier about a few of the Data Catalog features, like creating tags or creating categories, so all of these creation and deletion can be controlled by the administrator of a Data Catalog, and privileges can be granted to the users who are supposed to do the particular activity. So apart from the creation of different elements, you could also control the privileges of importing the elements or personalizing the tool, synchronizing the tool, etc. So this way, the authorization part is completely covered and the administrator can grant access only to the necessary personas.
I think our listeners would have gotten a pretty fair idea about Denodo's Data Catalog based on our discussion today and its truly impressive features. But the icing on the cake would be if you could share some examples with us where companies have benefited from implementing Denodo's Data Catalog.
Well, there are lots of our clients who use Data Catalog in their environments. But in today's session, I would like to highlight one of our clients who uses Data Catalog effectively, and they are Hastings Dairy. And before we get into the actual use case, just to give a quick background on Hastings Dairies, so they are one of the largest Caterpillar dealers, the machines which you see used in the mining, construction, and marine industries. And the team at Hastings Dairy have introduced Denodo as one of the key components so that they could create a data marketplace architecture, which would allow the users to access data in an effective manner and accelerate their company's data journey. The reason why they would like to stick to this particular architecture is because they have heavy machineries, and these machineries really need to be used in specific environments. And one of the major factors which can cause the machineries to operate well or operate bad is the weather. So they get the weather data out of an API, and the warehouse team wants to know which is the right time when the machines can be moved or taken across to a separate warehouse, etc. So that's the major idea of having this API into the picture. And with the help of Denodo platform, they have developed their views such that they can get this data and predict on how the weather would operate based on the location of their warehouses and based on the weather data itself. And once these views are created, they are brought into the Data Catalog, wherein the team from the warehouse can actually log in and see how the data looks like. So they ideally come into the Data Catalog and generate the reports into the desired data visualization platform like Tableau or Power BI. And the metadata is already enriched in the Data Catalog. So by enrich, I mean that each of the element has its own description, and the team has majorly used the concept of categories. So there are various categories which are defined with respect to data, with respect to data classification and the domain itself. So they have certain elements which are based as gold category, silver category, bronze, etc. And from the classification perspective, they have the data which is highly confidential, which can be confidential, internal, etc. So based on the specific element which the warehouse team has access to, each of the element is categorized based on the categories which I told you earlier, and each of the category has its own meaning. For example, one of the category like gold is the final view or the final report which can be used by any of the warehouse teammate to see how the weather is going to be. So that's a little overview on the category usage. And apart from that, they also have the usage of tags. So like the hashtags which we use, they have several tags defined for the data domains, and that's again being used with their elements. So with all of these different concepts into the picture, they have integrated everything into the Data Catalog, which makes it really easy for their warehouse team to come and understand what are the things which are happening and accordingly move their machineries. So this is one of the use case which I've highlighted on a really high level. But that's pretty much it.
It was a perfect example, Varun, to summarize our discussion that we had today on Data Catalog. So thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us about this topic and its features and how organizations could benefit from it. Before we conclude, we have a very short Q&A round for you. So shall we begin?
Sure, let's go.
Awesome. So what is your favorite movie which you have watched recently?
John Wick, the fourth installment of the John Wick series. I've watched this movie recently, and trust me, it's one of the best action movies which I've watched in recent times.
So I'll definitely make sure to watch this one. And my last question for you is, what is a sport that you're fond of?
Oh, sports. So cricket is always one of the sports which I like to watch and play as well. And apart from that, I also like to watch football because I'm a really huge fan of Cristiano Ronaldo. So whenever I get a chance, I try watching this sport. And apart from football, tennis is one other sport which I really like to play and watch as well. So
great. Thank you so much, Warren, for such amazing answers and for joining us today.
Likewise, it was a really nice session to interact with you on Data Catalog, and catch you the next one.
Perfect. And as always, a quick message to our listeners. If you've enjoyed this episode, please head over to www.denodo.com/podcast to find out more resources on all things data.